From PR News in Washington, I'm committed to laying down PR News. President Bush is wrong.
I disagree.
The president said he's cracked down on dissidents. The president also said he's violent if they contact PR News. The UN Refugee Agency warns of PR outbreaks in Pennsylvania. The UN says former unsanitary President Bill Clinton is greeting PR News in Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting a thoughtful address by
antiquated badass
giants, wizards, and dwarfs.
They were all on a diet. They were all on a diet. They're ignorant.
Fanatics. Fools.
A giant, a wizard, or a dwarf.
Hello, boys and girls.
Overthrow the government and seize all private property.
Now.
Birth of a nation, treacherous and filled with obstacles.
Rebel now, now, now is the time. The new world begins.
Hello, boys and girls.
Overthrow the government.
Alien force invade, infest in government.
Bob.com, B-O-B.com.
He has now been indicted,
been indicted,
laundering Bob. He faces
Bob,
Tom DeLay,
hurt
himself,
finger pain,
release,
irregularity,
laundering
Bob,
laundering,
move on,
laundering,
crazy,
fast,
move on,
violate,
that's insane,
time,
why not let Fidel Castro, dream,
gone in less than 30 minutes,
nutty,
funneling $10,000,
why don't you give it to the Nazi party,
corporate donations,
it's ridiculous,
Bob.
Mom.
Yep, yep.
To help support a child's healthy breast milk.
Mom. Yep.
Good hello and facilitations. I'm Izzy Isn't, your wacky host for the How Radio Isn't Done series on what used to be this program, Over the Edge. However, tonight we either suspend the How Radio Isn't Done series, or we end up incorporating this program anomaly, the one you are about to hear if you don't turn away, to make this How Radio Isn't Done Part 10. That's up to you. Here at UMN's KPFA outlet, UMN's only outlet, you, the listener, will decide according to your own personal community standards whether this concept makes any sense. On the other hand, it has already made a great deal of sense. C-E-N-T-S. No show in the history of radio has ever been detected attracting a longer listener attention span than last year's, or was it 02? Anyway, the past mergings of Over the Edge and the Subgenius Puzzling Evidence Show into five-hour spectacular radio fillers have proven to be, with specific reservations, among the highest audience ratings traps since Gunsmoke in all of radio history. Therefore, and with special reservations, Over the Edge once again merges with Puzzling Evidence and the whole Subgenius Directors of the Board for this five-hour holiday Earthcast of the Subgenius Thanksgiving Executive Banquet. Live from the Palms in the middle regions of the New World Sector Center, downtown Berkeley, California, with special reservations, we are broadcasting the Subgenius Executive Board's Thanksgiving Banquet as a public service designed to enhance your perception of their reality. Just a moment while I put the CD player on continuous. That's better.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, Subgenius Bounce Europe, we have broadcast Subgenius Board Thanksgiving Banquet as a public service designed to enhance your perception of their reality.
And speaking of reality, my role? That's easy. That of yours truly, Izzy Isn't, the banquet facilitator. a psychological deflective diversion which I spent 6 years training for. So that now, as a professional banquet facilitator, I am able to ease the way across any direction the twisted tables of such a confoundingly contentious sit-down organization such as the Subgenius Church Foundation of America may take, whenever they gather for this annual Thanksgiving business-like banquet. And right off the bat, like a left-field vampire, let's go down now to the main banquet pit from my broadcast booth high above them, down to what this five-hour show is really all about. I see Dr. Howe over by the asparagus cooler, professor of esoteria at Estonian U, eating up a storm. Now Reverend Ivan Stang has risen to his feet from the head table of potheads, about to attempt a banquet opening remark. Let's listen in as one of the disputed founders of the Church of the Subgenius addresses his near-equal fellow executives in the worldwide Subgenius semi-organized cult.
Let's talk a little bit about Ivan. Again, right smack dab in the center, and very, very healthy looking. Again, you can see very symmetric, good outflow here. The center of circulation, very evident.
Ivan pummeled Grenada, flattening homes and cutting power. At least 15 deaths are being blamed on Ivan.
We need you to watch it along with us.
Right now, Ivan is headed for Jamaica and then Cuba with the latest details. Hi, Dr. Joe.
I am. So Ivan is indeed a monster.
Suddenly, oh, well, there's not enough bandwidth.
We have a new concern. It is a wet mess in Cleveland, Ohio, thanks to Ivan. There's the area of uncertainty right there. Vivian?
And, of course, by then, Carl will be watching Ivan. But here's a closer view of Ivan, and you can see the right here. And you notice it is in the middle of the central dense. That's an indication that this is a very, very organized Ivan.
And they know that our one world religion is the only antidote for the one world advertiser.
Ivan, here is Ivan right now.
Down with the quoteless Bob, and up with Bob, and up with Bob.
We'll be watching Ivan. No, we're here. And we'll keep you posted every day on the progress of Ivan.
Ivan struck the Windward Islands with deadly force yesterday.
Ivan tore off roofs, knocked trees into power lines, and blew down street lights.
At this point in time, is it more likely than not that Ivan will affect the U.S.?
Actually, what time is it?
But at that point, Ivan affected the U.S. Well, this was the original master tape.
No, that's tape. Doug Wellman. It's a tape. It is a tape.
But now, consider another fact.
I mean, the mob worked as assassin mechanics. That's what they were called for the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Under the CIA's William Harvey, who hated Kennedy. And while they had a motive, they had, of course, no means to cover up the crime, unlike Alan Dulles and the CIA and of course, Hoover and his FBI. And, you know, by the way, George de Morenshield once dated Jackie's mother. He could have been her stepfather. And Ruth Payne were both handlers of Oswald with their obvious right-wing intelligence connections. Oswald himself, of course, was an intelligence informant who we had sent to Russia as a double agent, you know, after we trained him in the Russian language, which came out in the Warren Commission hearings.
Yes, let me tell you something, man. The CIA tried to kill me like, must have been 11 minutes ago, you know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you what, the CIA ain't nothing. Because I'm coming for the CIA and I'm coming for Bob Dobbs. You heard it first. News at 11.
And I think the best assessment of the JFK hit was probably that presented by Oliver Stone in his movie JFK. With the former chief of staff for special operations, Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty's input. He was, of course, Mr. X in that movie. That was his view.
And Ruth Patterson's North Carolina macaroni and cheese.
I gotta tell you, man, I love church. I just love church.
Bob! Bob!
Love church. Totally. Yes, giving. Yes, giving.
Bob!
I love this guy.
Come join the fun. All of you have heard of
Bob!
Love church. I gotta tell you,
it makes you feel real big.
Go, go, go! Love church.
Bob!
Yes, giving. Yes, giving. Love church.
Bob!
Come join the fun. All of you have heard of
Bob!
Love church.
It makes you feel real big.
Yes, giving. Yes, giving.
Bob!
Go, 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 go!
We all thought you were dead.
No, no, still here. How are you, Bob?
Now, you might ask yourself, why this sudden concern? Pornography and sex deviation have always been with mankind. This is true. In the past few years, this obscenity traffic and salacious newsstand literature have become increasingly worse. Not only in content, but in...
Do they understand what's happening?
I don't.
Does anybody know what's happening? Well, I know what's happening. We'll be celebrating the death of, yeah, the guy that's on one coin. And the guy who'll never make it to a coin, Bob. Ivan Stang here tonight, the Overman, Philo Drummond, members of Negative Land, members of this Church of the Subgenius, all once again gathered inside the secret hideout. And we'll be discussing certain church secrets here, as we always do before the end of the year. As
Bob's,
you know,
car wash.
Every 2 years we gather. It used to be in Arkansas. Now it's here in
Bob's
in space
car wash.
Our scene shifts now to Onionopolis.
Right. Very easy.
Capital of the United Socialist Republic of Leeks and Onions.
Boy.
It's a storm of lies. A miserable lies, a hurricane of lies you're living in every day.
Personally, I don't think so. I think the critical documentation is probably gone, if there ever was any documentation. The people who really knew, I believe, are all dead. All we can do at this point is piece together this puzzle and kind of see a picture if we step back from it a little bit. We can kind of see the picture from a distance and be able to put it together. I think that whether or not you believe it in a conspiracy, and some people still don't, as you know, there are a lot of people who believe the Warren Commission.
Yeah, I got something to say. Here it is right now. Check this out, Bob Dobbs.
Hello, Bob. This is Baby Rick. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that's right, Dobbs. You hear that? That's just one of two. Here's the next voice.
Hello, I'm Bob Dobbs. Look at me. Ooh, look at me. I'm cool.
All right, here's another voice.
Hey, look at me. I'm Bob Dobbs. Ooh.
Take that.
Oh, Bob. Oh, Bob. Little Bobby. Little Bobby, oh Bob, oh Bob, oh Bob, oh Bob.
The corporations themselves receive
corporate welfare,
corporate television,
corporate money.
They're corporate fascists. It's all true.
George, feel good.
That's flying out. Dog, 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 dog. Let it lie around.
George, will you tell me what to do?
It comes naturally.
From PR News in Washington, I'm firing tear gas and pushing back the crowd. But Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell announced that the 34-nation summit of the Americas in Argentina failed to revive PR News in Washington.
Who are the overlords of the UFO?
You serve them chilled on food picks. Canned mushroom caps can be marinated also. And so can tiny canned shrimp in the same oil and lemon juice dressing.
Which controls half of the planet Venus. We are in the office of the Secretary General of the Party, a large, fat, white onion named Odor.
volume. This traffic continues to increase and flourish for one reason. It is big business.
And that bit about the Secret Service driver, who was a Protestant from Ireland, by the way, who lived on Henry Cabot Lodge's estate, who Kennedy defeated twice, he turned around to watch Kennedy get hit. But the vertebrae frames of that are missing. Well, we know they should be there.
There's too many of them. There are too many,
and you're forced to look for alternate explanations. I mean, we don't have this many coincidences in normal life under normal circumstances.
A hurricane of lies you're living in every day.
For some reason, for the assassination, they multiply like crazy. I think you still have to look at it that there might be something deeper underlying the assassination, a deeper kind of force that was at work that brought all of these coincidences together, all of these people together, to create this condition.
My only pleasure is tormenting those people who work for me.
All your memories about your wife and your daughter are false and are more like a dream.
And God bless us all, everyone.
Gonads are useful for their purpose.
You're gonna die up there.
Good luck with your layoffs, all right? I hope your firings go really well.
My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about grave robbers from outer space?
I like the tingle. Juice me, I'm a shiver boy. I got secret needles in my pokey globe.
Harder! Hello, Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Hi, man.
Drugs are bad because if you do drugs, you're a hippie. And hippies suck.
Fuck.
We take you back now just for a moment to look at these pictures that we're seeing. And
we have to finish the security of the United States of America.
John Kerry defended a fellow terrorist.
Jack Murtha was a coward in Vietnam, and he deserves to be vilified, not respected.
And the saying just said, do you think...
No, I'm not thinking.
Back there in California.
Now, man, all we Andre, do is the, talk little about peop- detergent, little people know deodorant, of a few occasions where Andre the Giant
well,
actually did meet
this
Bob
show
Dom.
Is the enema for a society.
And unlike that fall he had to take
become
for
clogged
Hulk Hogan,
up with media saturation.
Andre the Giant really did get his ass kicked by Bob Dodge.
Oh, look at that.
Just got his ass kicked when Bob ran behind him and kicked it real hard and then ran off real quick. But Andre the Giant eventually caught up with him. And yeah, he made a bunch of painful sounds.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about that bunch of pills.
Yeah,
and I wanted to talk about Naughty Dallas.
That night where he drank the bucket of pills,
that was
with the
so
pill
amazing.
Sauce, the pill chainsaw sauce pudding, topping, condiment juice.
It's a floor wax.
Yeah, we've got a pill here. And there's a bucket of pills over there, and there's a big 4-foot pill over there. It's a giant pill. It's a pill too big to swallow. Now, in keeping with the questions that the caller has asked, can the drug company make a pill that's too big for a human to swallow?
Or God to swallow, one of the two. And here on the show, we can answer those questions. We can tell you what the pool of blood was. We can tell you why it's called Six Floors Over Dallas now.
Yeah, can you tell us about the shaded relief?
We can tell you why K-Rob is here but quiet.
Which led to the assassination.
Now, do you know the degree of slope facing the grassy knoll?
There you go. Or say you're in the Daltex building on the second floor. What's the degree of declination as the car moves away from you?
Well, I think you have to take I think it's 22.9 times 20,000 divided by 1 to the 50th.
There we go, and we'll work that out, and in 1 hour and a half, we'll have our answer, because we're only allowed to use computers that were available in 1963 on this portion of the show.
degree of slope.
Yeah, and you can see on this topographic map of...
By the way, I meant to ask you, Mr. Overman.
Yes, sir.
Where were you on that morning? It would have been morning then. Or
where
just
was
afternoon.
I?
Yeah. Half an hour into the afternoon there.
Well, I was having breakfast on that morning, that fateful morning. Oh, where was... Oh, in reality, where was
I? In reality. Oh, yeah, just this is for the audience, not the real
thing. My little schoolyard suit, dusting off my
little
Buster Browns.
Right. Your little serge wool shorts, and CPO jacket, and camel hair hat.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Meanwhile, up north, Ramsey Clark, the Attorney General, is walking into his office. Major General Clifton, Chester V. Ted
our president
Clifton
had been shot.
Yep, everybody in those days had a three-name nickname with quotes around it. In Clifton's case, it was Ted. In Dobbs' case, it was Bob. And that's one thing we've never, ever talked about. And maybe the public is ready to know what happened. Where was Bob when Kennedy was shot?
He benefited from it till today.
Thanks.
He did?
Yeah. Bob has benefited from just about everything till today. But on tonight's show, we'll reveal church secrets that have never been revealed before.
No, we won't.
I knew Tim Garrison. I met him in 1969.
He's a madman.
We won't? My Xerox, my smudgy 13-page Xerox here says, I can see
my
Michael
Xerox Pence. Is only 12 pages. Now, what's the missing
uh-oh.
Page that
fishy
I have?
Little monkey,
I don't know. I think that's the one about the pool of blood.
Let's go.
And wait a minute, I'm confused. There was a pool of blood and a bucket of pills. Now, which one of those is... Where's the bucket?
The pool of blood may be connected to the headless golf player.
All right.
Dumbass.
Doing dumb stuff. Kind of dumb.
The dumb shit.
Now, we don't like to talk about it, but we do it.
Dumbass.
Dumb things I do. But we do dumb stuff, don't we? And we don't like to admit it.
Dumb shit.
Really dumb stuff.
Dumbass.
Pulled out his gun. This is a wannabe criminal. Take dumb things we do. Dumb, do it. For some immediate gratification, do it. Go ahead, do it. Evil desires, do it. You hear that? Flirt with a great disaster. Meetings alone with the opposite sex. Well, I can handle it. I want to sleep with you. But, did you hear that? It was art. It was modern art. The minute I think, beautiful woman in a bikini, grow, go off. I like watching pornography on the internet, but I like it. How close can I come flirting with you? Whatever. Come on. Don't worry. I want to sleep with you. And you have to do it. Hey, listen. Set in the hole. So let us come get pooped Flintstones. Get pooped out. Dumb songs or commercials that we'd like to forget. Thought. I mean, you know, you got to take a break here. Pooped out. Drastic measure. Flirt a little bit with. Why would he do that? So let us come. He came and he did it. Do the dumb stuff. Did you hear that? Dumb. We've blown it. There. Well, let me tell you something. Dumb stuff. I've done a lot of dumb things. Thank you for dying.
What happened to the executive retreat we were supposed to? I thought we were supposed to get a meal tonight here.
Well, we're playing.
Yeah. Well, all that's down the drain.
Really? What happened with the meal issue? I mean, I thought...
I don't know.
The turkey, the dressing...
I was up in the booth, and I introduced Stang, and lo and behold, he wasn't here, and so we had to play a tape of him, and now he's here, and
well,
he sounds...
Well, are we still going to have to go over the budget?
He sounds just
he's
like
here
a tape.
God,
what? Look, I mean, that's a joke.
White Five? White Five?
Stang, would you like to make some opening remarks
let's have the opening remarks.
Banquet celebration?
Guess so.
I mean, how would you introduce the subgenius to, say, the complete neophyte?
Your doom has finally come. And in the long run, it'll do you a lot of good if your existence ends now.
But is there any money
that's,
in it?
That's actually our,
well,
our message
the,
to
second portal
those
of
who
entry.
Refuse to believe in the word of Bob as represented by the Church of the Subgenius. Which is the world's first industrial religion, founded in the 1950s by the mystic super salesman J.R. Bob Dobbs.
But is there any money in it?
But there's tons. What do you mean, is there money in it? It is of money. It is composed entirely. It is an edifice made of coins and dollar bills, you might say.
Then why
well,
am I paying for everything?
Pardon me?
Why am I paying for all this food?
Where is the food? I mean, if you're paying for it, why aren't we eating it?
It's upstairs, man. It's upstairs. It's cool.
It's being prepared.
Okay, so we are going to eat before we leave.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Now, will that be after or before the budget seminar?
After. And what happens is the Bobbies are watching the entire time. They're sitting right over there at that big table. Now, they can't hear me, but the deal is they have to figure out that they, too, can come over and share the meal with the lowerarchy. If they don't figure it out,
especially
they get
the she-bobbies.
The she-bobbies.
As far as I'm concerned.
Now, will that include the second portal of entry that can be utilized for biological agent employment in the skin?
Excuses.
What? Oh, no. Bob's here. Run!
Must have those spacemen, General.
Yes. Oh, that's not him. Oh, God. It sounded just like him for a second there.
From PR News in Washington, I'm extremely dangerous. The U.S. military says about 3,500 troops are meeting to discuss economic issues. Their objective is to set fire to a street in advance of the December 15th explosion. You're listening to PR News. The U.S. military escaped from a Texas jail after being sentenced to PR News in Washington.
Now.
Bean Weevils did that song, friends. Notice Me, from their one album, The Bean Weevils. See beanweevils.com. Which we bought from Bean, CD, that is, when we saw his band in San Francisco at the Ask Dr. Howell show at Café du Monde, just before we did this five-hour Thanksgiving subgenius business banquet on the Over the Edge and Puzzling Evidence shows on KPFA in Berkeley, with Don Joyce of Negative Land and Doug Wellman, Puzzling Evidence, mixing up us guests, Dr. Philo Drummond, the original Overman, Pope Michael Pepe, Dr. Hal Robbins, Princess Wee Ardo, and the callers, and yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang. And that's mostly what this particular hour of Slack number 1023 and several future ones will be. Except for all of the remix collage musical cut-ups by Reverend Norrell Preff, which is most of the collages in this show that are longer than 33 seconds. And for the PR news and the collages shorter than or equal to 33 seconds, which are mostly by Mr. Fernandinande Lee Murr. And Don't Try This at Home, which is by Lamprey Systems. Friends, the background music is by the Flying Ryan Brothers from Blue Marble right now, their CD. That's ryanetics.com. Praise the guitar tech skills of Reverend Jimmy Ryan and his brother Johnny.
We must have their technical skill before the carrots get it, or we will be in the soup.
Penetration of the skin can be accomplished by the bite of an arthropod vector. These insects and insect-like organisms are capable of transferring pathogens to man through breaks in the skin. For the purposes of this seminar, this definition of vector is limited to subgenii. I'm talking about drafting principles for overlay preparation. What do you think I'm talking about?
We've got to get through this entire budget tonight, and I do mean literally godforsaken.
Well, I hope you're ready to go through line item after line item.
He seems to have ignored us completely. I hate that.
Okay,
it was bad enough when he ignored our prayers.
Yep.
But to ignore our declaration of outright war. It's an insult. Yeah.
It is an insult.
It really is. And let me tell you something, Bob, real quick. Let me tell you something.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, let me break that down. Philo?
Bob? Are you there?
Okay, Don?
Bob?
All right, here we go. Here's the point. Bob, I'm going to come down there. I'm going to take two flapjacks. I'm going to take piece of sausage and a bacon. I'm gonna breakfast you.
Okay, is this some kind of party? What's Reverend Stans? Reverend Stans, what does this mean? What kind of church is this? Where's the old preaching?
If you want to find out what kind of church this is, meet us behind the Linwood Library at 7:30. You'll find out. Bring all your boys. Any throw you want to take, we're ready. Bring Jerry Falwell.
Yeah.
Bring Pat Robertson. Bring on Jimmy Swagger. Actually, it's been a long time since I've partied with Jimmy Swagger.
You know, he's on back. He is back on television too. He's back in the news. He's back on TV.
Jimmy Swagger's back in the news.
Yeah. Yeah, join in on the...
Actually, I'm so far behind, I haven't been keeping up with my rival cult news.
Yeah.
I've
you don't need to anymore. Now that you're an ascended master of your own church, you don't need to worry about that.
No, I'm the top clerk of Bob Dobbs' cult, so I haven't had time to enjoy any of the juicy gossip. Or goosey gossip, we call it in cult jargon.
Yeah, goosey gossip.
About our rival religious nuts.
Yeah. And the gossip part is really the best part.
We're not, the Church of the Subgenius is not really in competition with any of the other major world religions or fringe cults. You can we have a lot of overlap with almost all of them as it is. We scratch your hind brain and you scratch ours, or however that works. As long as we're the pitcher.
What about this one?
No, it's the same thing. It is the same thing. We are a number of churches and a number of influences right here, right now, because I actually went out to Dallas the first time to go see the Dealey Plaza, to breathe in the air of the scene back when nobody cared about it, back before yogurt was in America.
Before yogurt?
Well, in the sense that Danone had started shipping about 2 years before, and it was slowly coming across the U.S., and I'm thinking, I've eaten yogurt. No American's going to eat yogurt. Well, I didn't realize they dumped so much sugar in our version that everybody was going to
eat. Yes, Bob Dobbs invented yogurt and the Church of the Subgenius.
And how to evaluate it.
One day I will kill you. I will kill you.
I kill you.
I will do that one of these days.
Talk is cheap.
If you don't shut up, I kill you, little evil one.
Trying to drive me out of my mind. I will kill you.
Now get out of here. Get out or I'll kill you.
I did kill again.
I kill you. I kill you. I kill you.
Well, that's something I hope we can
cover
tonight.
Think about that methodology, you know. You got to get back in there. You got to think about which process you're going to use.
There's a certain amount of business we should be covering this evening. Boring, I know, but it's important to cover.
Yeah, or how are you going to interpret the written information? As opposed to the data, itself.
We're trying to replace the written information with pictos. But instead of using English, we're trying to switch over to the Subgenius hieroglyphs, which take up a lot less space and have so many.
You mean those little icons in the Bobco font?
It has almost no nuances. It's the opposite of the English language. It puts
like
things
bluntly,
perhaps a little too bluntly for the polished ears of the modernist, the liberal, the conservative, the human.
Why don't you answer the phone, Rip?
We no longer need to answer the phone. This is a religion, not a repair shop.
Why don't you answer your phone, Mr. Caller?
And just who did kill Kennedy, caller?
I killed Kennedy.
Well,
you did.
Can you confess now on the air and tell us why?
Yeah. No, I didn't actually kill
all
Kennedy.
Please, out of our misery.
Okay, why are you guys, why don't they call him Robert Kennedy?
No, we're just going to cover
all
the one.
Was you and me.
Why are we talking about the death of Robert Kennedy?
Well, that one, we can't talk about that until John, April, obviously.
Quick question, real quick. All right, we got two Bob Dobbs.
This one has to be talked about on its anniversary. Today is not only Thanksgiving, but it's the reason I met these guys when I went to Dallas.
Okay, I agree, but let me tell you something.
Well, okay.
Bob Dobbs, that's the right of faith. If I was any younger, I'd sit down there and I would take a flapjack with a pine
stick,
and then I would take some maple syrup. It would be pretty good. And these pancakes I sell them about $3.50, $4.
I'm having a gas attack.
I'm having an ass attack. I mean, a donkey is attacking.
Sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. Duck and cover.
What a dumb thing to do. I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Hi, Mom. I'm pregnant.
Do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone.
Emotions are for ethnic people.
From PR News in Washington, I'm Dresta today on human rights and corruption charges, including alleged support of a paramilitary death squad. On Wall Street, 5-6, the U.S. military says it's abusing PRs in Iraq.
The photos show U.S. soldiers humiliating and otherwise mistreating PR News.
Former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori set fire to a bus and pelted police with PR News. Washington.
Speaking of the Kennedy assassination, friends, the ultimate sacrifice can now be yours. Actually, the book, Ultimate Sacrifice, by Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman is out now. And I have been waiting for this book for, well, I've known Lamar Waldron for about 17 years, and that's how long he's been working on Ultimate Sacrifice. It was finally published in hardback by Carroll and Graff Publishers, and you can find out all you need to know at a website called UltimateSacrificeTheBook.com. One word, Ultimate Sacrifice the Book. Ultimate Sacrifice, John and Robert Kennedy, The Plan for a Coup in Cuba and the Murder of JFK. Friends, it's a whole different look at the Kennedy assassination than what you may be used to. I can't even begin to go into the depths of the research and all of that, because this is the Hour of Slack, and the Kennedy assassination isn't slackful for everybody. But I've been I've been around it for a long time, and this is, you know, if you're really seriously looking for answers, you should definitely check out Ultimate Sacrifice. The case is not closed, but this one comes close. Ultimate Sacrifice, thebook.com. By the good Lamar Waldron and Thomas Hartman. Praise Bob.
I just say, Rev Stang, it's so wonderful to have you here in our precincts, and I just need to recuperate what you said about we are being ready for Lee Hazel, what's his name, Jimmy Swagger.
Hey, all I know is I'll never forget that
Swagger,
bath I took
Falwell,
yesterday.
Bring them
on.
We got more holiness in our church alone than they have in all their, and you know, as far as it, Pat Robertson goes, hey, why didn't somebody take him out? Somebody in the Church of the Subgenius.
Take him out.
Take him out.
Just what do you mean?
You can do that, can't you? You can just say, Doug Wellman does that Subgenius. Take him out.
Buy him dinner, drinks, go dancing with him.
And meet him in a restaurant. We're in the baby boomer generation. You work with these people.
I don't want to take out Pat Robertson.
I know.
I think this would require infiltration. I think we should, join. Pat Robertson's cult. Work our way up from the inside until we can infiltrate the properties of our organization. That way, that's the only way we're going to meet these budget commitments we have here today.
Oh, God, Dr. Drummond, is that all you can think about? Money, money, money.
I have to bring us back to the matter at hand, which is going over these line items.
I know.
What are we going to do? We're way over budget on man trap expense. What are we going to do about that?
Bob, it's not going to know the difference. Hey, Let's just do like we do every year, put a bunch of big numbers report and say it's going
crazy.
The destruction, harassment, ambush, forearm teams that we to get out there right now? How are we going to do that?
Yeah, you've been saying that for 25 years, Dr. Drummond. We've got to get those ambush teams.
What about our destroy or search and destroy?
Destroy all monsters.
What about all the budget, the $3 billion a year that we contribute to Malaysia?
How come there's so many guys
talking
about
that
once?
Money? Yeah.
From PR News in Washington, I'm Stronger Than Expected Sales. Weather forecasters say PR's bad.
PR's bad.
This is PR News. The federal government has committed more than 300 million PR News in Washington.
The atomic bomb and the bicycle.
The photo mosaic patterns
are minuscule compared to the impact the Subgenius Church has on America.
Look at those trails.
Bend over and, kiss, goodbye.
Should be deprived
of Michael Pepe, when are we going to shoot that movie of your apartment?
We're going to shoot it very soon, as soon as I get through living in it. No,
that doesn't work.
I'll tell you what.
Because then we get your mummified body in the kitchen like this.
That's what I want, like Titan the mouse whose remains are in
you
a
still
little.
Have?
But you know what? He's his liquefaction. I had a liquefied mouse that actually solidified, coagulated into
you said it on the air. Reverend Stang, remember, whatever you say on the radio becomes true.
What?
In real life.
Wait.
Have intercourse with a beautiful live girl!
Okay.
Wait, or anything that. Else.
We'll do that. Well, yeah, no, that didn't. No, but what I have is better. Five. I brought a
there will
minute
now be 4 hours, 5 minutes of show left in your tank.
What?
There are exactly 4 hours and 5 minutes left of show in your tank.
So little, and I didn't get to say everything in my heart. I didn't get to say.
I didn't get to say anything from my heart.
Oh.
But this is the show where any question you want to ask about the subject is true.
Michael Pepe was in the same actual building with us.
And the fun is,
I thought that was Sonny Bono.
The smell came in, right?
I'm able to, I am continually hanging up on Hal's cell phone as he tries to call the show.
Hello? Kim wants to talk to you.
Jim.
Sometimes the show becomes a little too caller driven.
Oh, wow.
Man of
she's echoing bad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's hurting you?
It's hurting me bad.
Okay, sit down. Sit down and let the show drain out of your ears.
You can't be responsible for it.
Come to my house.
Injuries obtained.
You don't have a house. Did you watch The Matrix?
Invited to my barbecue if you would like to come through, Jesus.
You're a guy in a little bathtub, a battery.
Wait, he's barbecuing us to death.
Yeah.
Shut up.
All science fiction movies have the truth in them.
Don't barbecue Jesus.
Get back in line, copper
top.
We gotta
resist the lengthening of daylight savings time.
Yeah, take red pill, blue pill.
You're not free. Go back to your bird
hole. It was June 23rd, I think.
There'll be no time for slack.
First show, 1982.
I want to eat some bagels. More and more daylight.
And, we had copper tops today. We all took copper tops.
Hey,
and yet one of us guys, slack in the great too. Slack batteries,
okay,
hey. The great dynamos in Dobbstown must be charged with your slack. You must give it up to Bob that we may store it for later. We'll give it back to you, amplified.
Right.
Oh,
this
is much better when you get it back.
Only bad
we assure you
will suck the evil poison.
A wouldn't lie or be wrong, would he?
How much
replace
does it cost?
With,
I want one.
$20 a month. Just send
cool.
it to $400. Never mind.
And is there a mortgage payment on it?
There's a mortuary what?
A mortuary payment.
Oh, yeah. We will, if you send us $600 now, we will keep you in urns for 2,000 years.
Not
but
stored in any
don't
soul.
You have to be burned to be put in an urn?
That's right.
It is an outrage, a national insult.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, we'll burn you down into ash, put you in the urn, and keep you for two. Our descendants have pre-signed.
But I want speakers inside, you know, and a radio.
You got it.
You got it.
The
show broadcast inside my urn.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
You've got it.
We can arrange this for your ancestors or your descendants.
That's right.
But I want to be put in orbit.
Your ancestors can be saved.
Orbit, you want, but that's going to be a different.
I want the Moonraker plan.
Posthumously.
Okay. All right. But, you know, now you're changing plans. We're going to have to switch you off to someone, another person in charge of plans.
No, I like talking to you because I figure I can maybe, like,
you
know,
can
work
trust
you out
me.
Of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Salesman Pepe has a very trustworthy sounding voice.
I just sound like one of these dweeby, dumb guys that is really...
Well, I'll not be here tonight.
I'm trying to take advantage of your naive.
Yeah, exactly.
To be listening.
We will promise to do this. And I'll tell you, if I have to get fired by my boss, I will give you this deal, man.
Oh, what about your car, too?
All right, okay. But after you're dead, yeah.
Okay, but you got to carry me around in your trunk, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, you have to die before I do. That's the thing. And so, no, this probably won't happen. I'll probably die first.
I like the way it sounds. You have to die before I do.
Yeah.
That has a nice ring to it.
I think it'll work.
It's just that generally as a statement.
You know, it worked on a couple of the leads that Philo gave me. And it's just kind of like taking you into my confidence and saying, well, you know, I killed my mother and father too, and I know where you're coming from. And I feel your pain.
Talk of death and dying and pain and such.
It all leads to heaven. Sooner or later, we're all going to meet in heaven.
Can't we all just get along?
Meantime, we need insurance.
I just want to let people know that we're there as a church to help.
That's right. It's a form of insurance.
Don't you worry about what's going to happen. I just worry. I just stay up all night worrying about what's going to happen to my body after I die.
We only worry about how much money you've sent in, so we can keep track of how many lifetimes you're going to be allowed after this one.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's right.
Bean counters,
the
really.
The more you pay, the more lifetimes you are given.
Bean counters of soul.
Soul
counters.
How the
soul
name counters. Of the
We can make your soul bigger, too.
That's the whole idea. Okay. That is exactly what it's all about. It's
but
to
how?
Make that soul bigger.
But how?
More soul. Soul.
You know, it's working on you at the moment.
But how in the name of Jesus?
We're already working. Opposite. We're already working in your mind.
It's
in
near
your,
the
in
prostate.
In your body.
Work it out.
This music is already planned. You know,
it's already been pre-played in the template.
It's been all pre-played. Everything has been predetermined beforehand by the church.
The forehead expands first, then the body follows.
That's right. That's right.
You can feel the hair strong.
You know, you float off away a little bit.
After C-cell, they get bigger and bigger.
And you've got to try to hold down. Don't allow the air in your brain to lift you off the surface. If you start to float,
don't let it be stagnant.
Another of commercial sour cream.
And for all time,
because
we will
the soul
play.
Soul is expanding, and Bob knows how many times it's gonna come and go.
Recording
and
basket talking go, about salty rye bread. To your urn.
Get the know-how.
Oh, keep all the ashes in the right urns. We don't want to mix any of the souls. Bob may become confused.
We do not mix your urn. You've earned an urn.
You? About an urn?
No, you're yearning to earn.
Determine the size your soul is enlarged.
Your urns, right. Well, the amount of your earnings that you send to the church.
But if you have a big soul, you're going to need a big urn.
That's right.
Appropriately.
It's going to be huge by the time we get through.
A bigger soul, you're going to have to earn more.
This
can cost millions.
Everything's in order.
Stay away. Send in the money. It's cast out me. Stay away. Send in the money. Cast out me. It's as simple as that. By a conspiracy, by doing those things. Stay away. Number one, you have to do that.
Stay away.
Don't say
no.
My eyeless feet umbrella.
The great Goulardi said.
I just was making my boot.
Number two, send in the money.
Right.
Number three, what was it? Oh, yeah, cast out the evil one.
Number
from your own gut.
And send money.
There's an evil demon of the conspiracy living in your liver, and you have got to vomit
that's
that
right.
thing out.
No,
the only way to do that
kill it
is
without.
To study Bob's word.
Yeah.
And
well,
the only way to do that is to keep earning.
A mild
if it's in your liver, then we just kill it with alcohol.
Cast out the evil. That's right. Drive it out using whatever poisons you can. I understand some types of mushrooms will drive the demon life out of
so-called liver.
Electronics, certain
bad punk bands will do the same thing, and alcohol.
Drive it out.
Fasted karma. Perfect.
Karma can be used to
church
soul accumulation and taint. You want to get rid of that soul taint.
Yeah.
You want to cleanse it. Yeah. It's like a river.
Yeah,
Slack
exactly.
is like a river.
Yeah.
Coursing through
wide
body like Kundalini snake dragon.
That bottle.
That's
slack. Removes the karmic energy of destiny and locates the upper space.
What do you call that, Reverend Stang?
That river of slack.
I call that slack.
What you call that, Stang?
What's it? The Ouroniferos. The world river.
Sprinkle some of the green onions.
The Ouroboros.
Ouroboros, thank you.
Sour cream.
That's right.
The Ouroboros. It's the world river of slack, which you can join and dive into.
It's the endlessly slow-jacking.
Not just everyone.
There's room for
everything. You're always climaxing constantly.
True slack is constantly like that. It's like in that movie Brainstorm when that man made a loop of the orgasm.
They really want
that is slack. Yeah, is like
that's one, a continuous orgasm.
That's like 1 billion.
Right, a billion times better than that endless orgasm loop.
Some of the greatest Tibetan monks have not achieved complete
slack. Don't you
want to
just get a cut of that?
Yeah.
A little tiny cut?
Possibly. Well, undoubtedly, but we will change
their
point of view. That's
subgenius.com.
We have made them our gift.
There's no O in subgenius, but there is in com. It is a C.
Is there an O in calm?
Is there an aisle in denial? What was it?
It is a time and place of calm.
In the same place, there's one in Bob. Right in the middle.
Dot peace and dot calm.
Yeah.
Synthetic peace, synthetic calm.
Church is actually the only church that is a dot con. Isn't it? Isn't that what the special
number? That's a fraction of a con. It's a fraction of the conspiracy itself. But, you know, that's what we're saying. You're tainted with the conspiracy.
Yeah.
The church is tainted with the everything is tainted except for Bob's pipe. That's the one clean place. And if you can throw yourself into that pipe and let Bob smoke you!
That's right.
You're not smoking Bob. You're not going, oh, man, let's get into Bob, get high.
Yeah.
No! It's the other way around. And, you know,
let
the thing is, the pipe is actually the thing doing the smoking. It's sucking Bob's brain and inhaling it as in a smoke-like form into the universe.
Yeah.
It's a reverse pipe. It's a reverse time pipe as well.
That's proof there, Reverend.
It's both a slack river and a time river. And it goes backwards through Bob's head, upwards out through his lungs, like an ever-vomiting, perfect pureness of love.
Perpetual motion.
It's a perpetual motion of vomited love
coming fountain.
Forth from Bob's pipe. And it's made of your brain being smoked in that thing. You have got to get real. This is not some game. This isn't some metaphor, some performance art. This is real. This is your soul we're
talking
about.
This is happening.
About. It's your income we're talking about. And it's your savings account we're talking about. Your will. Have you willed
all right. Calm down, Reverend.
Have you thought about it? Have you thought about it?
I have a question for you.
Look at that, breathing down your neck right now.
We have a question.
He's behind you. The structure is removing. It's hovering. It's about ready to grab you up by the scruff of the neck. No! I have a statement. And that is, without Bob, you're lost. You are lost, San Francisco. You saw what happened to some of the other great cities in this country. San Francisco, you better pay attention. Berkeley!
Reverend Stang, San Francisco on line one wants to know what can they do to save their sorry asses now?
They can contribute to this marvelous radio station that carries the word of Bob.
Paint the golden bridge golden.
The next thing they can do is tuck their head between their knees and kiss their fanny goodbye. They join the Church of the Sun Genius for real and show Bob they really believe. By signing their name on that dotted line on that check.
And would that entitle them to the... Would that entitle them to all of the privileges that other subgeniuses would derive, as well as the microorganisms?
No, because each subgenius earns its own type of privileges and slack. It's different for each one.
Could they
for some,
sniff?
It's a terrible ripoff. For some, it's an endless pit of bad feeling.
By the way, we missed the ID again.
From PR News in Washington, I'm started by a discarded cigarette. Catholic Archbishop Sean O'Malley is calling for an end to homosexuals. He says he doesn't want homosexuals personally. O'Malley's hostile to homosexuals, but views banning gay men as important for children from Madrid. The Dow Jones 666. The Spanish government says it is ignoring PR News in Washington.
So help me, Bob. Come over, Bob. This Bob is the president of the...
later on, Bob. No doubt we shall have an interesting hour there. That's Bob. But now I've got a little joke for you, Bob. Get you, Bob. I've got another joke here for you, Bob. Active Bob, you're free to go. So out be, Bob.
From PR News in Washington, I'm both at the same time. The huge storm system that produced the past few days, National Weather Service forecaster Peter says...
You've got a cold front moving eastward and northward and...
As snowplows try to restore electricity to hundreds of thousands of miles of interstate highways. Vice President Dickey advocates the use of PR News in Washington.